Welcome back to Late Night Gaming Cast. You're here with your hosts, Zachary and
Brandon.
And today we do not have Ben with us. He is not feeling too well.
Nope.
So, because Ben's not here, we're going to not do retro this week. That's really a topic that's great for him. Instead, we're going to talk about a topic that's great for me. We're going to do...
Wow, I guess I'll... See you later.
If you had a console, I would have said us.
I played it.
We're going to do next gen. We're going to talk about the Xbox and PS4. And I've had a PS4 for a couple days now, so hopefully we have some good things to say. And since we don't have a host with us either, we can jump right into recent games. And Brandon?
A special guest?
Special guest? Special guest is Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
No, since we don't have one, let's go straight to recent games.
Okay. This past week, I've been hard into Final Fantasy XIV. Finally got a level 50.
Yes. That's actually something that I forgot about. You did finally hit 50, so yeah. Our recent games is going later. To include Endgame Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh, yay.
So what did you hit 50 on?
My Paladin. It was glorious. Storyline quest. It was actually an amazing storyline. And the way it sets up for Endgame is even better. Because, I mean, I don't even think they did that in WoW. Where you beat, like, I guess there's, like, storyline quests. And when you beat it doesn't really set up for Endgame. You just get later side quests to do other bosses and you get rewards.
I don't really recall very well since I haven't played WoW in a long time. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the transition, but I know some quests it kind of like led up to that. It's like Magtheridon's here.
Yeah, there was like an event quest and stuff like that. But I don't know. I think in MMOs that's like the first time I saw that. But I guess it depends on. I mean, there's not really hard modes like that and other things besides instances instead of primals.
Well, it is a Final Fantasy 14. Or a Final Fantasy game, so you should expect a good story out of it, I think. Yeah. And I think they did a pretty good job. I did really like the story.
Biggs and Wedge.
Biggs and Wedge is it.
The heart of any Final Fantasy game.
So then, what about the actual endgame dungeons, then? We've done WP, we've done Amdapur Keep, also Castrum Iridium, and the Praetorium. What do you think about those?
Oh, they were cool. I liked all the... You saw all the Magitek, and you saw all the... The guys, Nero and all them.
The Garlean people, yeah.
And it was like, oh, I can't wait to fight them. I can't wait to see them in battle. And you finally got to do it like... And you do all this other stuff, all these quests, and then at the end it just escalates so fast. It's like, oh, like from level, like, what, 45 and up?
Yeah.
That's when you just finally see them and you start fighting them. It's like one on one on one. And, or one
yeah, because you
other.
Fight Garuda 44, 45-ish.
Yeah.
And then at that point it's just like, the game gets real.
Yeah, they're like, oh, ultimate weapon. I was a little disappointed with that fight. For every Final Fantasy, he's something like destructive. And it's hard to beat. And in this game, it's like, oh, I beat ultimate weapon. I feel like I accomplished something.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was like that for me. I didn't really think about it at the time when I beat it. But, I mean, every time I've gone in there and fought ultimate weapon, it was a one-shot. We didn't even talk about the fight. It was just, he's easy.
Yeah.
So.
And then even the guy after that was even easier. I was like, oh, the badass that was controlling everything and doing everything behind the curtains.
Yeah,
oh, it was a tank and spank.
It was a little easy. It was. But then it gets harder with AK and WP.
Yeah, and then they said even they're going to do a hard modes on Ultima and everything too.
Oh yeah, the extreme primals.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that one. To wipe constantly. I mean, if we wipe on Garuda hard mode because of Dragoons, we seem to always... If you play a Dragoon, just stop.
I just like you saying we. I feel like I'm part of the wiping. I've done all this. I'm just doing it again, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's, I don't understand why every Dragoon is not that great.
And then you also went back to WoW not too long ago. Do you want to compare... At all, or just not even go
not
there?
Not really, because I can't say anything, because I renewed my WoW account. I went straight into Honor and PvP. I did, like, one Celestial, the Yulon, the raid. It's not even a raid, it's an event.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's a boss, and a world boss, and you kill it with a bunch of people.
It's a fate.
Yeah, except for you could spawn right there, so you die, and then you spawn literally right next to the boss, as long as something's still hitting it, it stays up. And as long as you hit it once, you get loot.
I see.
And it's ridiculously easy.
I see.
Except for the dying part. Over and over and over. But PvP-wise, I can't wait till it comes out. What, the 17th? They released 2.1.
They want to release it by the 17th. Yeah. I don't think that's a confirmed date.
No.
And yeah, the PvP will be released for 14, which will include 4v4s and 8v8s.
Yeah. Doesn't said like capture the flag or deathmatch or anything.
I think it's like arena type battles. Yeah. Although I would like to see capture flags. That's usually one of my favorite game types.
Especially as a tank. Oh, I got the flag. Don't kill me. And then, what else? Mog House is coming out. I'm really looking forward for that. When I played 11, that's like the first time, I guess besides The Sims, but any other like MMO game.
Well, we can, let's try and save 2.1 information for when 2.1 is out.
Oh, yeah. Because it will change probably by then.
Yeah, because I didn't look at the patch notes with a fine-tooth comb, so I don't want to say anything and it not happen.
Touche. Sad face.
Okay, so anything else on Endgame before we move on to a different game?
No, it's fun. Tanking's fun. I've never tanked Endgame. I think I did on that Warrior for a bit in a while, but nothing besides an instance. I didn't do any raids with it. And I guess it's just flashing with style.
Well, when you're AoEing like that, yeah, but I mean, it's different for Ifrit and Garuda.
Yeah.
And then eventually, if you ever get into Bahamut's Coil, it'll be different there.
Paladin's awesome. So many stuns.
Okay, then what else besides 14? Anything?
We tried out that new game, the Penny Arcade.
Yes, I played it too. I didn't play it with you, though.
Yeah.
Played it at our weekly board game.
I helped Brian and Joe set it up. They're like, oh, want to help us? Okay. That was definitely interesting learning how to play. Set the game up like this, and then read all these rules.
Okay, and the Penny Arcade game that we're talking about is Penny Arcade the game Rumble in Rilea. Rala.
Riley. Let's say Rilea.
Rilea. There's no A at the end. Anyways, it plays a lot like Dominion if you ever played Dominion. The game's actually supposed to be for 2 to 4 players. We actually modified it. We saw that the game said that there's only like certain number of cards. So we actually limited people on what characters they could play as and made it so that 5 people could play. That might have made the game go a little bit faster, but it was nice to include people. So, and we needed to. I mean, it was our
more weekly players, board game more fun.
But it's a deck building game. You start off with some money and some power that you use to buy cards that allow you to get stronger cards that are worth points, and you can use your cards to mess your teammates up or make yourself stronger. And eventually when the game ends, you see who has the most points Yeah, deck building game. Dominion. Yay.
I liked it. It was fun. Especially the way the bosses were killed.
Well, I really liked Dominion, and the only thing that this really did differently was it had the quote-unquote character cards that gave you a little extra ability. That's really like the only difference between it and Dominion. And in Dominion, you could buy cards that were victory points. That's all they did. So, but yeah, in this game, like the cards that did abilities, they had value on them.
Which character did you play?
I played with the Monkey King.
I haven't seen that one.
He was pretty cool. Whenever you played 5 different cards, you got extra money and power. And I also played with, the guy that if you bought something that was under a certain cost, you were able to put that card on top of your deck.
Is that Frank?
Yeah, so yeah, it was a guaranteed buy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Or guaranteed next hand.
If it was anything but a boss card, you could put it on top of the deck.
Yeah, not a boss card and less than 4 value.
It didn't have less than 4 value.
Yeah, it said less than 4 value.
Oh.
So if you bought something that was like 4 and 4, that technically cost 8 and you couldn't do it.
Oops.
Did they tell you that Mallory won the second game we played?
No.
We were literally telling her what to do and what to buy, and she ended up kicking our butts. It was insane.
Oh, that's right. Brian told me about that. How I was like, if I were to play, I would buy all the gold cards. And he was like, that's exactly
what Mallory did. And, I was like, and she kicked our butts. But I mean, the gold cards are hard to buy because you need both power and gold when you buy them.
When you get enough of them, you get one of each. And it's,
you might not get that lucky. She just had a really good hand both times.
Oh, yeah.
So, Anything else? Any recent games? Unfortunately, your recent games are my recent games. So after you're done talking, I'm not sure if I'll have anything to say.
I didn't play much of Minecraft this week. I logged on a little bit because Brian and Joe were on, and then I was watching them kill each other.
I didn't even log in to Minecraft this week, I don't think.
I forgot what they were fighting about. Like, oh, you stole this, and you stole this, and they were chasing each other with swords.
I see. Oh, I did log in for just a little bit one day. I logged in and they're like, you're a bad god. And I took away their cobblestone because I'm an admin.
Yeah, I was flying around. I was watching the fight, throwing speed potions at them.
Oh, abuse.
No. Battle to the death. That's when we want to try the Hunger Games.
Yeah, we'll get that set up for a weekend. Yes. Day. We'll have to find when everybody's available and change the server around to support PvP on awesome. Hunger Games.
Do Hunger Games for the new Catching Fire.
So anything else, Dad?
Nope.
Apart from Hunger Games talk. I saw the first one. I didn't read the books.
Really? Was it good?
I liked the first one.
It's on Netflix. It's there saying, watch me, watch me.
There's no point not to. Yeah, what, it's like 2 hours?
That's true.
Jennifer Lawrence is in it.
Okay. Where would I go?
Back to games. I'm sure there's a Hunger Games game. Yeah. Yeah, it has games in it. This is relevant to our podcast.
Game is try to live.
So my recent games, like I said, are exactly the same, except I have a PS4, so I've also been playing Killzone Shadowfall and Need for Speed Rivals.
I played those, Killzone and Need for Speed.
Yeah, you tried them out. a little bit of Pokemon here and there, but not too much. Now that I've beaten the game, I don't play it as much as I was before. So then if we're done with recent games, we can move on to news. And there's a lot of news, because there's a lot of things going on with Xbox One and the PS4. So let's start off with the Xbox One. Its sales actually kind of match the PS4. And I'll qualify that in a second. The Xbox One sold 1 million consoles in 24 hours. And apparently, after Microsoft said this, a little while later, that information was qualified by saying 1 million consoles in 13 countries in 24 hours. Whereas the PlayStation 4 did 1 million consoles in 24 hours in North America. And the PlayStation 4 will also be released in most countries come December. And then both consoles will be released in Japan in 2014. Wow. So both of them doing very well. Sony even congratulated Microsoft, Microsoft did last week. So that was nice to see. But the big news with the Xbox One is that it's having its own little issue.
Again.
Well, while the Sony hit its issue and the flashing lights and there was a lot of uproar, the Xbox One is having an issue with the disk drive, where it's making a lot of noise when people are putting their disks in. And it's hard to say, like, this is wear and tear because people just got the consoles. So if you look on YouTube, you'll see lots of compilation videos of people posting and just this awful noise coming from the disk drive. And Microsoft's been doing a pretty good job as far as replacing them. They actually are doing an advanced return. So if you have this problem, you can actually let them know. And they will ship you a new Xbox One before you even send your console out.
That's pretty cool.
So instead of having to wait weeks to get it repaired, it's just a matter of days.
Good guy, Xbox.
And then finally, we got some other little news. EA tweeted out saying that one in every three games sold for the PS4 is one of their games. It's kind of. Not going to say. Anyways, but I mean, that kind of makes sense. Because right now, there are 22 games available for the Xbox One and 25 games available for the PS4. And of those 25 games, 5 of them are made by EA.
You gotta include the sports. There's like 5 or 6 different sports games alone.
Right. That's exactly why it's happening, I think. I think a lot of these next-gen users are people that play sports. People that are buying the NBA.
And yeah, you see commercials all the time for NBA. That song gets stuck in my head so many times.
But even Need for Speed is actually an EA game.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it's good. Every Need for Speed game's awesome. You run from the cops or you be a cop. Either way, you're crashing into stuff and it's fun.
It's been a lot of fun playing Need for Speed. I think I've put more hours into it than I've put into Killzone. And then finally, the last bit of news is that people are actually reselling their consoles. Surprise, surprise. Are reselling their consoles, and they're reselling them on eBay. In the time period of November 15th to November 17th, 15,000 PlayStation 4s were sold on eBay.
See what the price was or no?
I don't know what the prices averaged were, but I do know that when I finally got my console on Tuesday, the following Tuesday, I was like, I wonder. I pull out my phone and I search eBay for a PlayStation 4.
Usually they're like at least $50 more expensive.
Well, just hold on. And like literally, I just got my PlayStation 4 from the UPS man. And like, I was like, I wonder. So I pull up my phone, do the search, and there was an Xbox that was ending in 1 minute. It had like 16 bids on it, and it was going for $590. So that's a $200 game that I passed up.
Wow. I should have got one.
But then I wouldn't have... Well, yeah, you should have got one and resold it. I actually considered that when I was pre-ordering it months ago. Like, maybe I'll just buy it and resell it. That's all the news I have. Do you have any other interesting facts you want to bring up?
Nah, yeah, really nothing. Okay. I'm just too... If I look into the PS4 news and Xbox news, I'm just going to want to buy one.
You should buy one.
You guys tell me to buy a 3DS. You tell me to buy a PS4.
You should buy a 3DS, too.
God damn.
As far as news goes, I know that the 3DS is right now. There's going to be a sale. I think it's like $150 for a 3DS and Luigi and something else. Mm-hmm. And if you happen to be in the UK, they're actually giving away like Super Mario Land or something like that if you register your DS.
Got the tickets?
I got the tickets to the UK. So then I guess we can finally move on to Game of the Week.
Which one is it?
Can we change it? Can we change it this week? It'd be Console of the Week.
Okay.
All right, Console of the Week. And since I own a PS4, it's going to be the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
So it's a nice console. I like it. The price was an appealing factor compared to the Xbox. I don't really care if I have the eye or not. It comes with a controller that doesn't need batteries, like the Xbox One does.
I hear that all the time. Can I borrow some batteries?
Yeah, I hear your brother asking that all the time. And also, apart from getting the Xbox and a controller and an HDMI cable, I'm assuming the Xbox One comes with an HDMI cable,
yeah,
you also get this little pamphlet inside. And inside the pamphlet, you get 30 days free of PlayStation Plus. You get a 30-day free trial to unlimited music, and you get $10 to add to your PlayStation Network wallet. Yeah. So I actually used that $10 right away, and I bought Need for Speed digitally. And unfortunately, I had bought PlayStation Plus before I bought the PlayStation, so far I have not used that trial. And the unlimited music we use at your house all the time, so I might have to look into that.
Yeah. The stations that they control are terrible.
But basically, I mean, when they give you PlayStation Plus for 30 days, right now, I'm not sure if it's still right now, but last I checked,
all the GameStop
Contrast was free for PlayStation Plus users. And Contrast is an indie game. You play as this character that can jump in and out of shadows, and you interact with the world around you. And it's a really cool concept. Ben and I talked about it a little bit last week. I played it for a little while, and it did start to get repetitive. The storyline wasn't enough to keep me interested. That, and I had Need for Speed downloading, so I kind of stopped playing for Need for
Speed. How many hours was that?
Oh, the Need for Speed download was forever. And the update was just as bad. I did not download the 1.5 update to a flash drive. So doing that took me like 4 or 5 hours on a wireless Wi-Fi connection. So
they kept losing connection.
Yeah. I'm going to have to hardwire that. So that's all that came in the box. And then I get it turned on, and I get it all updated, and I finally get it up and running. And the user screen is a little bit different than what it was on the PS3. And I like it. It's very minimalistic. I know when I use a PS3, it seems like every single thing I stop on will start to make noise or play a video. Yeah. And this one, there's less adverts.
Like blasting loud.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm going to look through what game I want to play. And I stop on one, and next thing you know, my speakers are blaring. But with this, it's a little bit different.
And there's a lot more, I think, that you go to and like on the old PS3 just to get to their friends list. You got to go through like 12 of them all the way at the end.
Oh yeah, this one has like two bars on top of one another. So if you want to get to certain things, you go up to a different bar that has features that you might not be on all the time, and then down to the stuff that you've used recently, games and music.
And I still love video music. Can you change that, by the way?
Change what music?
The elevator music. The
slug. Oh, there's a little bit of noise in the background. I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be cool if you could edit that.
I have not looked into that. Oh, you know, I haven't even looked into change in the background. It's still just the normal blue. Because that was one of the first things I did on my PS3.
Yeah. So mine is still Dante's Inferno.
My favorite feature by far, though, has been the ability to share.
Oh, yeah. That is pretty cool. You just push the one button.
Yep.
Then it gives you those three things that you want to do. Broadcast, record the last 15 minutes.
Yep. So on the controller, there's a button that says share. And I think Microsoft might have a slightly similar feature. I'm not 100% sure. And when you push the share button, the PlayStation instantly takes a screenshot of what was on the screen and gives you three options. You can either share that screenshot that you just took to a Facebook account or a Twitter account, or you can upload the last 15 minutes of video footage that it's been recording and saving. You can upload that to Facebook. I haven't actually done that yet. I have not shared video. And the third option is the ability to broadcast. And currently, they support Twitch and Ustream. And unfortunately, even though I have a Twitch account, I have not tried out the Twitch streaming yet. I've been wanting to wait until I get hardlined in. I need to get a cable run around. Yeah. And then I'll try it out. That, and I wasn't sure if people wanted to see me fumbling around in Killzone and dying 15 times.
I think people might want to see some crashes in Need for Speed.
The Need for Speed crashes have been insane. There was one time I was playing and talking to Brandon, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, off the rails. Because I was just gone. I hit something, I was out of there.
That was crazy. When I got smashed into a wall, and then a car hit me from behind, and I flew straight in the air.
Too bad you didn't hit the share button.
I should have. I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't know how this works.
But Need for Speed has been a lot of fun. Playing as a cop, playing as a racer, there's a lot of great cars. If you've played racing games or like cars, it's probably a game you'll like.
Yeah, definitely.
The graphics look great. I wish I had a Need for Speed copy that I could play on the PS3 to see if there was a difference, a noticeable difference. But, I mean, the graphics look great. The handling's pretty good.
I think the last one I played was Undercover, which I think was two Need for Speeds ago. And I could tell a difference in the cars.
Oh, as far as graphics go?
Yeah.
It's a really nice looking game, especially when it starts raining or snowing in the environment. And
even the environment around it. Like, when you went through the side roads, like the trail, the grass, and the trees.
Kicking up the dirt.
Yeah, and there were details. Ugh. The other ones didn't have that. I was like, oh, it's beautiful.
And for it being such a simple game where it's drive or race or evade the cops or pull over this racer, I've played it for so many hours so far. And Brandon didn't want to switch. Brandon just kept wanting to play Need for Speed.
You should try Killzone. No, I'm good.
But finally he did switch over to Killzone. What did you think? I know you didn't play it much and you didn't even look at the story. What did you think?
I thought it was pretty cool. Well, I tried the second chapter, and then it drives you into a place, and you have to like go through vents and stuff like that. And when you kill the guy with the knife, that was cool.
What did you think of like handling and graphics and
the graphics controls? Were amazing. Oh, the first video when the guy's talking to you, and then he makes the entire window a screen and everything. That was pretty cool. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's not like a cutscene. That's all in-game graphics that's running that. I noticed that whenever they talk, it seems like there's a lot of detail in the face, and the mouth, and the muscles in the mouth.
Oh, yeah, and their eyes. And
the way they talk, and you can see the expressions really well. And this actually is a PS4-only game, so they can put all this detail into that. It was a very good-looking game, especially later on when you're flying around the city. It's unfortunate that I can't talk to the storyline, because I didn't play the previous Killzones. I played a little bit of 3, but so far the story seems okay.
The owl thing looked pretty cool.
The owl is pretty cool. And you actually get to use the touch interface on the controller with the owl.
That was awesome. I never used that.
Like, yeah, you don't use anything
besides like a DS. But
you don't use it in the Need for Speed. I wonder what other games do it. I wonder if NAC uses it. But you actually can interface with the touch screen on the controller. that will change the different modes for your owl. And the owl is just a little companion that follows around and can deploy a shield or a zip line. Oh, another thing on the controller, there's actually a speaker built into it. You didn't?
Really?
Oh, yeah, I was playing Killzone, and I came across a recording that was on the ground. I picked up the recording, and the recording started playing out of the speaker in the controller. So I wonder if any other games take that consideration.
All I found was a comic book.
But the graphics were great. Well, what about the... Oh, we're back on the controller. What about the controller feel?
Oh, I loved it. The touch pads or the joysticks?
All of it. I mean, the back feels great.
Feels nice and smooth, and it's like just right for the hands.
And then the sticks, the joysticks, they're actually shaped differently than they were on the DualShock 3.
They have like little placements for your thumbs instead of the giant like mushroom cap like the other one. I didn't really like that too much.
Yeah, the rounded shape on the old ones like made it easier for your thumbs to slip off.
Yeah, and whereas, they like wore down so much easier.
Yeah, whereas this one has like almost a little bit of a divot on top for your thumb to fit on, and the edges are angled, so it's easier for your thumb to grab it by the edges of the controller. You just feel a lot more control.
I think the L2 and the R2 are different, too.
The R2 most definitely is. Yeah. The L2 and R2, they have like a slope at the end of it, where they slope up to catch your fingers from just slipping off.
Yeah. Was so fun.
I need to get into the Killzone multiplayer. I haven't tried that out yet, but it looks like a lot of fun.
Usually, FPS multiplayers are pretty fun. And I played a lot of Call of Duty. I haven't played Ghost, obviously, but so many. We've had so many hours wasted. Like, what was that? World at War, back in the day.
Modern Warfare 2. We put so many hours into. Yeah. And when we were talking about the killing the zombies in a couple episodes ago,
oh my.
Lots of hours into that Call of Duty.
Nazi zombies.
But yeah, but I don't have Ghosts for the PS4, so I can't talk about Ghosts. Somebody has Battlefield, though. I saw that they shared Battlefield on their Facebook.
That is mad, isn't it?
I think it might have been Rabbit.
Oh, Rabbit. Battlefield 4 looks amazing. I always hear GIFs and read about it on the internet, and Battlefield 4... Sounds awesome.
Even, like, if you watch an advert for a Battlefield 4 game, you see the people talking about, like, the previous Battlefield, and they're like, we were going up the elevator in ATV or something like that. It's just the stuff that you can do in that game just seems crazy when people are posting videos of them jumping out of an airplane, using an RPG to shoot another airplane, and then get back in their previous airplane. I don't know. I had a hard time flying a helicopter. I couldn't drive the tank straight.
Battlefield, that's only for Xbox, too.
And no, it's available for Xbox, PC, PS3, PS4. And if you did get it on PS3 or Xbox 360, you can do this little digital upgrade to get it on Xbox One. Oh, I guess we can talk to that a little bit. So when I said earlier there's 25 games available for the PS4, the PS4 is not backwards compatible.
Yeah.
So if you have PS3 games that you've just got and you can't do the whole digital upgrade, you better hold on to your PS3 because the PS4 won't be playing it. And that's very unfortunate. I just got Kingdom Hearts 1.5 not too long ago. So if I want to play that, I have to play it on the PS3.
No Kingdom Hearts jokes, though.
Unfortunately, you just said it. Then I've been waiting for Final Fantasy X-2 HD Remastered to come out. And everything has been saying that it was going to be out this year. But not too long ago, they just advertised it's going to come out in March of 2014.
You gonna play 10 now?
I'm gonna play 10 and 10-2.
You play 10-2.
I like 10-2. I 99.9% 10-2.
What's the 0.1%?
I didn't talk to Yuna at the very beginning of the game.
Wow.
Anyways, I'm not sure if that's gonna come out for PS4, so I'm gonna hold on to my PS3 in case there's some PS3 game that comes out that I have to get for PS3 only. Then, I still want to play Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. I just couldn't get into it. I loved the gameplay and everything when I played the first one. I just couldn't get over the fact that it's Disney characters, like Donald Duck with the shield and
I
Goofy.
Love Disney.
Or no, Goofy had the shield and then Donald Duck with the wand. I love Disney too, but it's like, if I wanted to go into battle with my dull, giant key sword, I would not want to bring Goofy, who I don't even know how he uses a shield when he goofs everything up. I mean, if it was it's Goofy time Goofy, I could understand, but it wasn't. And then Donald Duck.
I really liked the Disney characters. So playing Kingdom Hearts, I didn't play the first one very much. So playing Kingdom Hearts 1.5 is giving me a chance to play the first one again. I mostly played the second one back on PlayStation 2. But I love Disney and Disney characters. But
then you fought alongside like Squall and Cloud. Like, why can't those guys be my partner? I'm stuck with these two.
And you fight Sephiroth? He's in it.
That's awesome, but you got two lumps helping you. I'm just saying that they were better partners. And even Hercules. I would have loved to have Hercules on my team.
Wasn't there a Hercules world?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't really
doesn't fight with you?
He does, but...
Okay.
Not for long.
Kingdom Hearts 3 will be coming out in the future.
No comments.
Well, see, the cool thing is Disney's added some some new Disney movies, and they've acquired Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, and they got rid of the gummy ship. It's stupid.
Did they get rid of the gummy ship? I didn't see that.
I know I was talking to either Ben or Brian about it. Like, oh, no more gummy ships. That was fun. You built your ship. You went to a space battle. Went to a new world.
Yeah, I didn't really care. I thought that was just filler. I wanted to get to the world. I guess
that's why I love Bleach.
I didn't want to do this little event in between to get to the next world. We're getting off of PS4 here a little bit.
It's game time. They made a game out of Bleach. Game out of... It's all game relevant.
This is game related. It's allowed in the podcast. But to go with Kingdom Hearts 3, Final Fantasy 15 will be coming out as well. JRPGs.
And Lightning Returns.
Lightning Returns comes out February. Is that coming out for PS4? I haven't looked it up.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
They've been developing it for a while, so.
Nah. Lightning Returns in Final Fantasy 14.
It wasn't Final Fantasy 14. It was very, very fun. The event has played itself out. It ends December 9th?
9th, yeah.
And then it will come back in February when Lightning Returns comes back.
Are they going to add more to it or no?
I think it's going to be the exact same event. Oh. So you get the gloves, you get the boots, you get the chest, you get the legs,
all the weapons.
And you get all the weapons. Oh, I need to go back and buy a weapon before this event ends.
Are you going to buy them all or no?
I don't think I'm going to buy them all.
I'm going to buy them all just to have them. Especially if they've fixed that armor thing.
Well, that's going to be changed in 2.1.
Yeah.
In 2.1, you should be able to hold all your seasonal items and equipment.
I have all my bathing suits.
Well, it can right now. It can hold some of the bathing suits. It just can't hold all of them.
Lalafels are awesome.
We're getting off topic on the PS4 again. Yep. You can play Final Fantasy 14 on PS4.
Have you tried that yet?
No. I think you need a disc to do it, and I don't have a PS3 disc to put in it. Not that I would even want to. I mean, when I play, I always play on my PC. If I use a controller, I use it for mining.
I guess. I wonder if it has any better graphics than it's on PlayStation 4.
Oh. I wonder if the hard drive's any faster and that would allow it to load the game faster.
That would be sweet.
Anyways, I play on the PC. But the PS4 does have a 500GB hard drive. Apparently people are already considering replacing it to put solid-state drives in it to make it faster.
Really?
I just bought a brand new PS4. I'm going to replace the hard drive already. The games take up a decent amount of space, too. I mean, Killzone...
Need for Speed was 30, you said?
I don't think it was 30. I looked on my used space the other day, and Need for Speed was taking up 16 gigs. And Killzone, which isn't even installed, I need the disc to play it, takes up like 40 gigs. It's insane.
Wow.
But you guys need to get PlayStations. Or, you know what? Get a PS3 and get Need for Speed on PS3. We can play Need for Speed together.
Zoom, zoom. Oh, Brian, I could use his.
Brian still has a PS3. There you go.
Yes. Then we can be rivals.
The multiplayer in the Need for Speed is a little unbalanced, maybe? You can go into a multiplayer game, public game. It just connects you to a local host. And there's 6 people in a game. You didn't actually try out the multiplayer.
No, I would get stomped.
It's 6 people, and you can choose to be a cop or a racer. Every single time I'm in a multiplayer game, it seems like 4 people are cops and 2 people are racers. And you can actually go out and hunt down the other racers, or you can work together as cops and like do events and whatnot, work together as racers and do a race. There was one time where I locked onto a racer as a cop and I just followed him and gave him a hard time. He ended up leaving the game. But that was fun. This game's just making me want to play Drive Club so badly. And Drive Club was a game that was supposed to release for the PS4 that got pushed back. Like another game that I wanted to play very badly.
Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs, yeah.
I got the name right.
You did get it right this time. I didn't say it because I wanted to see if you'd get it wrong.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. What's the name? What's the name?
So stick around for more PlayStation 4 stuff when I get Watch Dogs and maybe Knack. Do you want to play Knack? Have you looked at Knack?
No. What is that?
It's a platformer-ish game. You walk around as like a brawler character, and you smash things, and it supports two players local co-op. So that's why I bring it up, because it's a PS4 only game. Yes, it's a PS4 only game, and we could play it on the same screen. We would have to go out and get the game and the controller though, but we could play it together. We wouldn't have to need another PS4.
Interesting.
So that's why I keep bringing it up. Because, I mean, we can't play Killzone together. We can't play Need for Speed together. But Knack would be one that we could. And that's why I keep bringing it up. And it looks kind of fun.
I'm going to have to check that out. Platformers are pretty fun. I like them.
I typically don't care for platformers. And I'm sure we'll talk more about platformers in the next episode when we do retro.
Yeah. Mario.
But I think that's all we have for today. On the PS4, stick around for more details as more games come out and I play more. We'll be able to disclose more details on it. I'm sure a PS4 game is going to be in my recent games every week from now on.
Better be.
I'm not going to be able to do the outro right because Ben normally does it, but thank you for listening. Is this on YouTube? You can watch it there.
You can watch the little things go up and down.
Oh, yeah. You can watch the little sound effects of our voices and whatnot. Thank you for listening.
Special mention to Creative Comics and Otaku Hobbies. Yep. So, support your local game and hobby shops.
That's what he normally says. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And then we normally say what we're going to do next week. We're going to do retro.
Yeah.
Assuming Ben's back. And keep gaming. That's all he says?
Yep.
Yeah, we did it without him.